Tracing Scars. Written by Demery. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, My Hero Academia. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Aizawa Shota, Yagi Toshinori. Also tagged for high school, Aizawa backstory. Hizashi being a good boy. Bullying. ADHD Hizashi. Self-harm. Implied referenced self-harm. Scars. Angst with a happy ending. Depression. Fluff and angst. Village to raise a child. Bonding. Toshinori do a scold. Dadzawa. Shin-san. Explicit language. Alcohol. Bar talk with the O-Teach 3. That's not your shoe. Aizawa has the best friends. Dom sub. Insomnia. Forceful nurturing. Aizawa plays Neko Atsumi. Don't even. Pining. Cigarettes. Masturbation. Fingering. Blowjobs. Cum shot. Light bondage. Suicide. Suicidal thoughts. Panic attacks. Dissociation. Trans character. Violence. Unsafe binding. And chest binding. This is part 14 of the Bandages and Bravado series.
The IV and your hospital bed. This was no accident. This was a therapeutic chain of events.
This is the scent of your skin on a linoleum floor. This is the scent of quarantine wings in a hospital. It's not so pleasant and it's not so conventional. It's sure as hell ain't normal, but we deal, we deal. The anesthetic never set in and I'm wondering when. The apathy and urgency is that I thought I'd go dead. It's not so pleasant and it's not so conventional. It's sure as hell ain't normal, but we deal, we deal.
Just sit back and relax. Just sit back and relapse again.
Chapter 1. Untapped Potential.
What? Already?
He hadn't meant to ask quite so loudly, but the boom of All Might's voice shook the jaunty palm tree in the teacher's lounge anyway. Of course, Midnight answered him blithely, little more than a pair of ice-blue eyes blinking up at him from behind the mountain of paperwork on her desk. It's the sports festival. Did you think such a huge event fell together in a day? All Might shut his mouth and nodded hesitantly, flushing somewhat and eyeing that dangerous pile of forms. He had never been one for planning, and still hadn't magically discovered a knack for it now that lessons were the only real thing on his schedule. It plainly blew his mind that, with the sports festival just barely in the rearview mirror, they were already launching the preparations for the next year. And now that he'd been on staff long enough and celebrity thrill had worn off, they were probably expecting him to help. He shivered involuntarily, big body full of too much energy to comprehend being trapped at a desk for the next 9 months, designing stage sets and obstacle courses. So when the staff room door opened and the perfect opportunity to distract presented itself, All Might leapt on it with a trademark gleaming grin.
Ah, Aizawa-kun, welcome. What perfect timing. We were just discussing this year's sports festival and all of the opportunities it presents.
Aizawa stopped just inside the sliding door of the teacher's lounge, with his mouth set in a default frown, arms loaded down with files. He and Midnight traded a look that did not involve Toshinori in the slightest. if there was a downside to the therapeutic release of being bound and released of crushing emotional stress, it erupted immediately. Yagi Toshinori was now irrepressible. He was a force to be reckoned with, even more than usual, which elevated his tolerable enthusiasm to unbearable excitement. He was happy, quick, energetic, and irresponsibly maintained his hero form outside of classes more often than not. Above all, he was very, very nosy, exactly befitting a hero, as he would tell anyone who would listen. Aizawa watched him carouse around with a mixture of satisfaction and mild distaste. As it would happen, the big man made the mistake of setting his sights a little too close to home. "Have you eaten?" the homeroom instructor mumbled at midnight, as though the enormous monolith of a hero wasn't pointing directly at him and throwing off enthusiasm sparks. "Yeah, sorry, honey," she pouted, cheek in hand. "I let one of the midnight boys take me out." Frown deepening, Aizawa mumbled something that sounded like "slut," and trudged to the filing cabinet. "I could take you to lunch, Aizawa-kun," All Might trumpeted, flexing. "In fact, I've been meaning to sit you down and ask you about one of the most promising participants in this year's games, and how we can change his future." "Would that be young Midoriya by any chance?" Aizawa asked dully as he picked at his dog-eared papers, not even glancing at him. "No! Guess again!" All Might plied him, enthusiasm only flickering for a bare second at the name and the secret. Well, I couldn't see much from the commenter's box. I might have been asleep during that match." Aizawa's tone said he may well have been asleep at that moment, for all it mattered. Then he closed the filing cabinet, grumbling, "Out with it." "Shinso Hitoshi, of course," All Might said with another booming laugh, hands on his hips. "What a rare and valuable quirk that young man has. Don't you see the potential? Think of how many situations he could effortlessly defuse." Aizawa stopped at the staff room counter, grabbed his mug and began to mess with the coffee maker, which was notoriously finicky. When the silence had gone on long enough that All Might drew a breath to begin another enthusiasm kick, the rumpled man spoke. "Did you see him in class?" he asked. "1A, or even 1B? "Oh," All Might blinked. "Thrown." "Of course not, but..." "Then he's not your problem, or your project." Aizawa shot him a long, cool look over his shoulder. "Drop it. If I remember correctly, you were having trouble keeping up with your workload, so don't invite another." "Ah, but I'm not talking about me, Aizawa-kun!" All Might challenged him, waggling a finger. "You two have such similar quirks. You would be the perfect choice to mentor him. We all know transfers between general studies and the hero course are like diamond studs in the legacy of the sports festival. Can you imagine contributing to such an amazing transformation? To say nothing of giving that boy the chance to live his dream." "No." "But, Eraserhead, I said no," Aizawa snapped, turning. All Might gulped involuntarily as the younger hero fixed him with a withering look. He looked exhausted on a deeper level than usual, bordering on haggard, with his usual stubble outgrown enough to count as a beard. To further the mystery, there was something bitter in the set of his mouth, almost a sneer. "You've heard me say it before. There's nothing cruel about ending a half-baked dream. If that kid enrolled in general studies just to pine for 3 years, that's his decision. He has 2 more shots, but there are some things that can't be done, even in a school like this. To pretend otherwise is its own form of torture." With that, Aizawa left. All Might knew, even through the haze of his new energy, that it wasn't wise to follow. As the door slid shut, he looked over at Midnight, but her attention was fixed on the door as well. A deep concern warped her sculpted red lips and knife-slash brows. Together and separately, the two heroes let Aizawa go, or at least let him walk away in peace. After a moment, All Might sighed, scratching his head. It wasn't like most work-intensive propositions went over well with Aizawa the first time. But this job in particular could take a little more convincing. It involved personal investment, after all, which the homeroom instructor was likely positive he had maxed out with his own class and his ragtag handful of friends. He may think he had nothing left to give, even, but Toshinori knew better. To this boy, he could be the world, and to All Might, that was the meaning of being a hero. Didn't Aizawa feel the same? Aizawa-kun, be a friend and just hear me out. You're the one that's not listening. What part of no don't you understand? Aizawa demanded, rubbing his burning eyes and dropping into his not-so-designated computer chair. He had avoided the clingy bear of a man for the rest of that morning, but he was currently bound by his need for internet access, which found him trapped in the computer lab with All Might, who was a bit like a bull in a china shop in such close quarters. Aizawa pulled himself flush to the desk and deftly wet his eyes, two squeezes each, before pocketing the dropper and setting upon his keyboard, expression faintly murderous. I want nothing to do with this. Only because you don't know what wonderful things could result, All Might insisted as he sat down on the opposite side of the computer pod with his chin perched on his hand, big white grin seeming to emanate its own aggressive light source. I know what could result, Aizawa ground out, a hand to his temple. He refused to look at All Might, who was peeking behind the computers with his hair antennae twanging attentively. So instead, he glared holes in his screen with his awful, stinging eyes. You realize getting into this place is only a fraction of the battle. Even if he made it, how would he survive the obstacle course? Finals. UA is relentless, and all that Shinso kid has is a one-off trick. With so many victory conditions, it's practically useless. We literally just decided on matchups for practical finals, and you think, in any logical unfolding, that someone like him would be able to defeat anyone on staff once they knew how his quirk worked? All Might began to speak, but Aizawa shook his head firmly. Remember what we do here. The reason those Gen Hero transfers happen so rarely is that very few people who fail the entry exam are even moderately capable of completing the rest of the course. It's simple triage, and it's worked this long for a reason. Yeah, I gotta agree. Cool your heels, All Might. Came a hoarse chuckle from the back of the room, muffled. Snipe sat with a steaming mug of coffee and a magazine, booted feet up. He nodded at their coworker, face hidden behind his flashing lenses, but his dry amusement was apparent. Aizawa-san isn't the one to call for this goose chase. You know you're talking to the lead expulsor on staff, right? It's not a competition, Snipe-san. I take the conditions of this course seriously, so as not to put stupid, hero-crazy kids in situations that could permanently damage them. Basic humane consideration, in my opinion. Aizawa said in low tones, continuing to type. Snipe shrugged, and All Might looked between the two men, flabbergasted by their short-sightedness. Then the 1A homeroom teacher spoke again. It's the hardest thing most of these kids will face, and apparently we take pride in that. Even I barely made it. Barely? All Might boomed, springing back into the conversation and intensely grateful for the foothold. He didn't know much about transfers, but he knew Eraserhead's track record. He shook his head, beaming fondly. Aizawa-kun, don't demur with me. You are one of UA's most accomplished graduates in... You have no idea what I went through, Aizawa said sharply, unexpectedly loud in the small computer lab. His eyes narrowed, flickered red, now fixed on the huge man opposite him. And his hands were white on the keyboard. When he spoke again, his voice was softer, scathing. You have no idea what he would go through. That was never your life. Aizawa-kun... All Might managed after a second, floored by the bitterness in the younger hero's expression. He glanced back at Snipe, his barrel chest suddenly tight with worry, then flinched as Aizawa kicked away from the computer pod and grabbed his bag in one angry whipping motion, standing and heading for the door. We can't all be All Might. If you can't see beyond your own bulging pectorals in terms of personal struggles, you're more of an idiot than I thought. Not to mention woefully unprepared to tell kids who can and can't be heroes. You don't want to make the hard calls. That's fine. But with that cowardly, indulgent attitude, you're sending them to their deaths with a smile. Forgive me if I don't think that's fucking heroic.
I never... All Might began helplessly, from his seat, stung.
I'll have the roster to you by 9, Snipe, Aizawa called over his shoulder, and the door slammed.
No rush, Snipe muttered tiredly.
The chuff of his magazine pages turning was the only thing that scraped the uncomfortable silence, until the muffled chatter of students passed outside the door, pitchy and excited. After a heavy moment, All Might slumped back into his chair and put a hand to his forehead, releasing a sigh so deep it could have changed the weather.
Just what had he done now?